You're welcome to Treasure House of God broadcast, Abeokuta, Nigeria. This is another edition of the World School program with the theme Exploits in Greatness, Lesson 26. Today's topic is the goodness of the righteous. I say again, the goodness of the righteous. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we want to appreciate you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the grace even to come and learn at your feet again. Father, thank you because your word says the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Lord, as we go in this lesson, let the entrance of your word give us light in the name of Jesus. At the end of this program, let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. The text for today is contained in Proverbs chapter 11 from verse 1 to 15. And I read from the New King James Version. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Verse 5. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. Verse 7. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. Verse 11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. Our memory verse is contained in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11, and I take it. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. I take it again. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. The wisdom for doing exploits in greatness, as enumerated in Proverbs 11, is highlighted in every verse of the book. Basically, the writer classified people into two groups worldwide. One, the righteous that pursues good and follows the will of God. And two, the wicked that follows his selfish will. In order to have a good understanding of this lesson, it will be appropriate for us to see how the Bible describes a righteous person and a wicked man, especially with reference to our text. Who is a righteous man according to our text? The righteous is the man who serves God. Somebody who has been righteous by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It is not something that is achieved by hard work or high morals, but simply by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as one's Lord and Savior. The moment you receive Christ into your life, you have received his righteousness, and so you can be referred to as a righteous person. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And in Proverbs 11:3, where we read the A part, the Bible says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them." The righteous is a man of integrity. He is upright in all his ways. His nay is nay, and his yea is yea. The righteous is a man that can be trusted. He is a man that can be relied upon. He is faithful in all his dealings, and he is committed to the things of God. That is the righteous man. On the other hand, the wicked, according to Proverbs 11:1, where we have read, is the one that will use a false balance in his dealings with people. In other words, the wicked will always use a dishonest scale in his dealings with people. It could be in the area of business, and this means that a wicked man is not truthful at all. A wicked man is not honest. A wicked man is not straightforward. And a wicked man could be full of deceit, and he's always self-centered. A wicked man does not put others into consideration. He does things to his own advantage. A wicked man is the one that sets standards for people that he himself cannot meet. He is deceitful. He says one thing and he does another one. That is a wicked man for you. The book of Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And Genesis 6:5 says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." When we consider these two scriptures, we could see the nature of the natural man. The nature of the natural man, the man without Christ, the nature of wickedness. So, a wicked person or a man who is not genuinely born again is seen by the Bible standard as a wicked man. And I want to say to you, if you are watching me at this time, the only way you could be a righteous man is by giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you fail to receive Christ into your life, The Bible sees you as a wicked man. May we not be wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. This lesson shall therefore focus on the goodness of a righteous person. These are the virtues embedded in the life of a true righteous man. I have used the word true here because it is not everyone that is in church that is righteous, and we must not be deceived. The fact that one attends a Bible-believing church or is even a committed worker in church does not make him or her righteous. Matthew 7:20 says, "Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." One can be in church for years and still be termed wicked if he or she has not received Christ genuinely. There are people that come to church and yet they refuse to be touched by the word that they hear day in and day out. If you refuse to allow the word of God to change you, then the Bible sees you as a wicked man, because you can do and you can undo. Matthew 7:22 says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Matthew 7:23 says, "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." I pray for you today, if you are watching me, this will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to receive Christ and to receive him genuinely, the Lord God Almighty will grant unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. I go to vital points. Vital point number one, the virtue of righteousness ensures godly direction. Proverbs 11:5. "The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness." God is interested in leading the righteous in the way that he should go. Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." That God establishes the step of the righteous every day is a great blessing. He orders our steps because there is somewhere he wants us to go. He also desires our continual dependence upon his guidance day by day. And when we do, our ultimate victory is guaranteed. Vital point number two, knowledge is illumination for the deliverance of the righteous. Proverbs 11:9. "The hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered." The righteous receives instruction from God ahead of time. He is illuminated spiritually, and he knows exactly when to be involved in certain things or when to withdraw from certain things. We have a good example of this in the life of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9. The Bible says, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Here in this story, Elijah was supernaturally delivered from hunger in times of famine. God prepared him ahead of time. God gave him knowledge ahead of time. And so he was able to escape the famine even at that time. I pray that the Lord will help each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Vital point number 3. The virtue of faithful spirit and evil effect of gossip. Proverbs 11:13. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. The righteous is a faithful man who is committed to the things of God and the assignments given to him. He does not have time for frivolities and gossip. He is aware of the evil effect of gossip and he desists from it. James chapter 3 verse 5 says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The righteous learns to control or to bridle his tongue so he does not talk carelessly. You can depend and trust him with your secrets and be sure he will not betray you. Vital point number 4. Wisdom and discretion of having business relationship with strangers. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 15. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. The righteous is always aware of the fact that he cannot be unequally yoked with somebody who is not in Christ. It does not matter whether the fellow comes to church or not. A person who is not genuinely born again can do anything. The righteous is very careful in his business dealings. Vital point number 5. Spiritual law of giving and receiving by the righteous. Proverbs 11:24-25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth also shall be watered. The righteous understands the principles of giving and receiving. He knows well that prosperity is not dependent upon the amount of hard work, but on obedience to the will of God in the areas of giving. He honors God with his substance, and God in turn blesses him back in multiple folds. Vital point number 6. Reward for good and evil. Proverbs 11:27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. The reward for seeking good at all times by the righteous is divine favor. When you seek God with all of your heart, when you are truthful in all of your dealings, God opens the door of favor unto you. And wherever you go, God makes it a point of duty that favor will go ahead of you. And I pray for us today, this will continually be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Vital point number 7, which is the last one. Trust in godly virtue is better than gold. Proverbs 11:28. He that trusted in riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish like a branch. A righteous man that is totally dependent on God and trusts him absolutely will continually flourish like a palm tree. As I conclude, to do exploits in greatness, you must make it a point of duty to be a righteous person by giving your life absolutely to Jesus Christ. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ today, the righteousness of Christ will be made available unto you. And I pray for you, this shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we pray as you say after me? Father, take away every root of wickedness in me and replace them with fruits of righteousness in Jesus' name. Thank you for watching this edition. See you again next time. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast. Before we close, we want to invite you to make the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of your life if you are not yet born again. If you want to make that decision today, I want you to say this simple prayer.
Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you today as a sinner with the nature of Adam. I am by nature a sinful man, not by action. I want a new nature, the nature of Jesus Christ, by which I'll be able to function and have all-round success. To that extent, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. From today, I receive the Spirit of Christ into my spirit to rule my life so that I can function as a good husband, as a good son to my parents, as a good wife, as a good daughter to my parents, and as a good parent to my children. Thank you, Father, for this privilege. In Jesus Christ's name, I have prayed. Amen. With that prayer, you have come into the family of God. You are welcome into the family of God. I counsel you to locate a good living church with the word of God to attend, thereby you grow therefrom. Thank you and God bless.
For staying tuned, hope to see you in our next service. God bless you. We treasure you powerfully.